Hey, it's Murphy Houston. Great story coming to Mile High Stadium this Saturday, the 30th of April. It's the Monster Energy AMA Supercross. It's a big race at Empower Field, and the event brings together all these elite athletes to compete in this high-profile off-road motorcycle racing series. That's incredible. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster as we speak, but the cool thing, the great story is, we have a local superstar there. Todd Bannister, whose hometown is Colorado Springs, is competing. Todd, how are you?
Oh, fantastic, man. It's super awesome to be back home. I'm glad I can actually feel the altitude and stuff like that.
Do all the other competitors have to ask you, what's it like to race in altitude?
Oh, you know what's funny is, like, that's one of the biggest, I think, bonuses for being a local here is, like, we can actually breathe. And we're used to being so high up here.
Well, let's go back a little bit. I mean, what you guys do is insane. I've been to a few events. I'll try to be there on Saturday if I can. But it is an incredible sport. How did you get involved, and how did you get started racing bikes when you were about 8?
So I actually started when I was 4 years old. So it was super cool. My cousins did it, and my dad surprised me for my 4th birthday with a dirt bike. So it's a little bitty starter bike, and it was pretty much go from there. My mom wasn't super popular about the idea at first, and the thing is she came around, and she loves it just as much as the rest of the family now, and it's super big and family-involved sport, which is amazing.
And very competitive. Now, you started when you're 4, which I'm just sitting here shaking my head going, how do you do it at 4 years old? Would your dad build, like, little piles of dirt in the backyard? You just raced and stuff?
Yeah, basically. We had like, a little, like, corn track in the backyard and stuff like that, and then just from there, just went racing. And, it was a lot easier because some of my family was already into it, so it definitely kind of sparked it, and I loved it. And literally ever since I can remember, I've been doing it, and it's been my favorite thing on this planet. So,
Let's talk about this sport a little bit. Maybe people don't even know what Supercross is. Can you explain it to them?
Yeah, so basically it's just dirt bikes in an indoor stadium, as a football field or a baseball stadium, and it's a big spectacle too, which is so cool. There's, everything from Fan Fest, where the fans can come see us and talk to us in person, and to the racing, where the racing is super energetic and it's just really intense and so much fun. And it's like pyrotechnics. It's such a cool experience.
Oh, it's a whole big show. But over the years now, you've been doing, how old are you now?
I'm 29 now. Wow, so I've been doing it for a while.
Yeah. Have you had any bad accidents? People are like your mom and go, oh my gosh, he's going to have a bad accident. No.
I've had a fair share, but it's part of just like any professional sport. You're going to have incidents where injury comes into play, but it's, the thing is so cool nowadays, the safety equipment stuff has come so far that it is actually really much safer than it used to be even too. So it's a really cool aspect of that,
Well, and it's quite a family event. It's just not a bunch of guys coming out and having a beer watching you guys race. The kids get into it. That's how you got into it. And you're passing the heritage on to a younger generation.
Oh, for sure. And it's so cool to come and have like the kids come over to the semis and stuff and get to talk to them, and their eyes are as wide as the inner plates, and you can just see how excited they are about the motorcycle. So it's an amazing, amazing thing to see.
Well, this is Todd Bannister. He's going to be racing this Saturday at Mile High Stadium, the Monster Energy AMA Supercross race. They brought in 20 million pounds of dirt in Mile High Stadium, if you can imagine that, for this big event this Saturday. That's going to look funny to you. I bet instead of the Broncos playing, Todd, it's going to be dirt.
Yeah, that's like one of the crazy things. So this will be the third time that we've ever raced in the stadium. And then it was like a couple years back and then way, way back. But the first time it was snowed and stuff like that, and it's supposed to be beautiful this weekend. So I can't wait. I mean, like when I was a kid, I got to go see Broncos games and stuff here. And to now be actually like on the floor riding on it, it's a dream come true. It's insane.
Well, and this is the elite of the elite. You guys are the top bunch when it comes to Supercross racing. What's that feel like?
It's really cool, man. Like, it's one of those things that when you're a kid, you dream to be in this position. And to actually be, at the highest level of dirt bikes is, like, one of the most amazing feelings. And, like, this weekend even is such a cool thing. One of our local guys, Eli Tomac, is coming. He could possibly wrap his championship up and take it home in his home state. So, that's something that I'm also really excited to see. He's an awesome dude, and I'm hoping that he could do it this weekend.
Well, the question my daughters had, are there women racing?
There are. I think this weekend there aren't, but it's crazy. We'll have a few come and race every now and then. And then I think the last one was Vicky Golden, and and she did awesome. So, I mean, yeah, it's anything as far as genders and stuff go, like, it's awesome. You know, anybody can do it if they're to that level. They can honestly do it.
Or a little crazy, like you.
Sure. I mean, Jordan Jarvis is another one. She'll be racing and stuff like that, and she's, yeah, no, it's awesome.
Oh, that's great. Well, listen, now you're home. What are you glad to be home about? Mom's cooking or what?
Oh, so much. I miss my family a bunch, man. It's so nice to be home and actually see everybody and see friends, too, that I grew up with and get to, you know, race and stuff in front of them and just kind of, like I said, I miss the altitude and I miss just the Colorado vibe and everything like that. So it's just nice to be home, especially from so many you know, so long being out on the road and stuff.
Sure.
Like that and everything. It's awesome.
Well, and you look up there and see those friendly Rocky Mountains, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, like, it's funny, only place I can tell where it's west actually is Colorado.
Well, that's the same for all of us, Todd. That's how we figure it out. Well, listen, Todd Bannister, thanks so much for coming on Cozy 101.1 today, and good luck this weekend there at Mile High Stadium.
Awesome. I really appreciate it.
Tickets are available at Ticketmaster. Enjoy.